Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk is the president of Story Worldwide, and also the author of the book Thinking Inside the Box. Kirk, is story.com, is that right?
Story Worldwide.
Storyworldwide.com. And tell us a little bit about your company.
My company is a content-focused advertising agency. We create strategic stories for our clients, and we publish those stories for them in all media. Mm-hmm. And when we say all media, we mean from point-of-sale signs in windows to videos on the web to mm-hmm. games and apps and any channel that makes sense. We deploy content in places where the audience that we want for our clients is most likely to encounter that content.
Can we talk about apps for a minute?
Sure.
I have made a prediction. I've said that apps are our future. I've got some people who disagree with me on this, but I'm predicting that apps will be more prevalent. It'll be very prevalent on your desktop. Never mind your mobile device, but on your desktop. And that apps are your future, and if you that people will be wanting more apps than they will be wanting to go to your browser page.
We absolutely agree with you. And in fact, I have a partner in our London office who has pointed out to the world, and this was, by the way, the context in which Fox called us a new age advertising agency.
I thought it was the new age advertising, not just a new age.
Well, let's leave. I like your version better. So, but Jim Bolton, my partner, was pointing out that we are arriving at the end of the website era.
Yeah. Yeah.
That this is about to be history, the big website. Mm-hmm. They're not necessary. They're clunky. They're expensive.
Well, you know what I'm calling them now? I'm calling them distribution centers, not destinations.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, when you say that we're entering the age of apps, I agree with you, but I think it's the age of apps and social networks.
Yeah.
The app is
agnostic as to what is on it. I mean, I don't care if it's social networking or a newsletter or a product offer.
No, I agree. But
I think the app is agnostic. I think it's the device. It's the customer interface that I'm excited about.
Well, I don't disagree with any of that. Maybe I'm just looking at the architecture of it slightly differently.
Yeah.
But if you think about apps as things which accomplish specific tasks that you want accomplished. I mean, these will evolve into the sort of robotic servants that Jobs and his arch enemy Bill Gates
right.
have always been talking about. That you would send these robot apps out from your desktop to go search for the information, experiences, products,
right.
connections, whatever that you
mm-hmm.
want. I think all of that is absolutely true. And I think it begins to threaten Google's business.
Yeah, really?
In interesting and important ways.
Interesting, Because it just brings back the information and not the ads.
Exactly.
And it
eliminates the nonsense, all of the unnecessary returns of search.
But the main thing, though, back to the apps and small businesses, folks, the app experience, and this is the reason why, Kirk, whenever I talk to small business owners on my show or in person, I tell them, if you don't have a smartphone, you need to get one today, because this is the experience your customers are having, and they're going to want more of it, and they're going to demand it from people who sell them things that you sell, and if you don't provide them with that, then you become irrelevant.
And, And it's almost, again, I was looking at a pretty depressing statistic that just a couple of minutes ago that said that only 34% of all small, now this is very small businesses, this is businesses yeah. with five or fewer employees,
right?
But only a third of those business owners have a smartphone.
Yeah.
And in my mind, a smartphone is more important than a computer these days.
It's becoming that way, no question about it. Folks, you heard it from Mr. Kirk Chaffetz. Storyworldwide.com is the website. Hey, Kirk, it's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Come back again real soon.
I sure will. I always enjoy it, and I get a little smarter, too, every time I talk to you, Jim,
thanks,
which I
Kirk.
Really appreciate.
I'll talk to you later, buddy. Take care of yourself. Kirk Chaffetz, folks, we're glad he's back in the USA. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.